Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo and Wyoming Building Supply, sponsors of sports this morning from your Synergy Home Care Studios. Bob and Julie and James on the show this morning. Welcome to a Monday.
It is a Monday. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to have you with us today on this 11th day of May. Wow. End of the week. Middle of May already.
Beginning of the week. Middle of May.
Well, yeah. The end of May is...
You said the end of the week.
Oh, did I say the end of the week will be the middle of May?
You know, it could be the end of the week.
May 15th.
I see what you're saying.
May 15th is Friday. Okay? You guys with me? Don't be...
Barely.
I know, right?
Are you with you?
I'm with me. 1914 was the year. Philip Mass, one of the oldest pioneer settlers of Sweetwater County, passed away in Green River at the ripe old age of 74.
Wow.
I loved how they used to describe people now that, you know.
That probably was.
74 was a long ripe, time for that. Ripe old age. You were ripe.
Yeah.
I remember my grandparents using that term, and I also remember them going, and my grandpa would speak about his early days coming to the United States. He came over in 1909.
They'd say, is that what he would say? 1909?
1909. So, yeah. I was like, 1909? They never taught us aught in school. There wasn't an aught, but anyway.
That's how we describe the decades. You know? I know. Yeah. We still describe the 2000s, the aught.
Yeah.
But I do.
Yeah. Really? You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the aughts. That's what they were.
It's easier than saying the 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 10s, the 20s, the aughts.
I mean, really, it should 1900s, 2000s. I don't know why. It just seems more comfortable to say the aughts.
Let's because just, it's. Easier, I guess, slow, because you could just say the 90s, the 10s, the 20s, the aughts.
The 80s, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right, okay.
The zeros doesn't sound as good.
You're a young man with an old soul.
No, it's pretty common.
maybe on some
all
things.
Right. Okay, all right. Yes, on some things.
I still keep my baseball scorecard, pencil and paper.
Yes,
you so do. That's
like
old school.
I like to do that, too.
Yeah.
Some people still do the digital.
Yeah. Martha Quinn. Remember Martha?
Yeah, MTV.
MTV. She was here when Prince was here. Oh. Had a chance to meet with her and talk with her. She's like 4'9". She is. She's a little thing.
You don't have to be tall to be on TV.
I know. Yes. She. I couldn't believe how petite she was. She's a little thing. She's 67 today.
Wow.
Actress and TV personality. I haven't seen her in anything. Former NFL quarterback Cam Newton, 37 today. 1910. I love Yellowstone National Park, but this is one of my favorite national parks, Glacier National Park in Montana.
I've never been there.
1910 was established on this date. Way cool park. Yeah. One of my favorites. Going to the Sun Highway, man. Rode that on a motorcycle? Yeah. You got to be keeping your eye on the road. Let me tell you that.
Huh.
On that road, I believe they don't let, they were, at that time, they were letting, you know, motorhomes and such go up, and it's extremely, you know, the grade is extremely steep.
Mm.
I don't think they'd let them go that anymore. I
is
think
it it's like just, the other side of Highway 14 when you drop down into...
Worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, much. Yeah. It's you got to keep your eye on the road, that's for sure. 1910, Glacier National Park established. 1924, Mercedes-Benz was formed when Gottlob Daimler and Carl Benz merged the two companies. 1929, the first regularly scheduled TV broadcast began. They did it three nights a week.
What year?
1929.
Wow.
1947, B.F. Goodrich announced the development of the tubeless tire.
Hmm.
The air tires.
Yes. 1951, Jay Forrester patents computer core memory. That was 1951 now.
Mm-hmm.
1997, IBM's Deep Blue chess playing supercomputer defeated Gary Kasparov in the last game of a rematch, becoming the first computer to beat a world champion chess player.
An IBM Grandmaster.
Yes. Eat what you want day.
Sure.
My day was Friday. I kind of did that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Cheat day, I call them. Nothing wrong with the cheat day.
You can't have a cheat day.
I call
day
it an indulge day.
And have no fun.
Indulge day, is that what you call it?
Indulge? Yeah, because okay. Cheat, why do you make it a negative?
Okay. Sure. I'm with you, Julie. I'll change my mindset.
Yeah.
It's not cheat day anymore. I'll just change my way of thinking. What do you call it?
Indulge.
Indulge. All right. Indulge day. Eat what you want day. Twilight Zone day, celebrating the TV
show. That's a good series.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers William Shatner. Monster on the Wing.
The creature on the wing. Down a thunderstorm. That was the best one ever.
It was, but what's so funny is a time capsule of culture, because the flight attendant or stewardess would say, "Would you like something to help you sleep? And here's something to drink.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you something to wake up in the morning." So they actually did that on the show. And I was like, oh, my God.
I know, right?
Like, would they
you like something to
pills
help you sleep? Yeah.
They were.
Here's some barbiturates.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll wake you when we
here's
land.
Here's some Benadryl.
And here's a whiskey.
To wash night, it down.
He was probably hallucinating.
Yeah.
I know,
for that
right?
reason.
I'm having some sort of reaction to this prescription drug and whiskey.
Right, I know.
It's funny to watch because they do that. I was like, whoa.
And then they're rolling down the aisle with a prime rib, and you're like, yeah. What?
Everybody's dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you dressed to the nines when you flew. You mm-hmm. know, that was a big deal. Yes. Researchers have identified the remains of four members of the doomed Franklin expedition. They did the Northwest Passage in 1845 and were trapped in ice. These 105 crew members attempted to walk the Canadian mainland across the ice. Now, they all unfortunately died in the process, but new studies have identified they found three skeletal remains of that party. They did a DNA test.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Cool.
NCAA men and women's basketball selection committee. Did you see this, James?
I did see this.
Expanding.
Unfortunately, yeah.
They're expanding from 68 teams to 76
Why
teams.
Unfortunately?
It's just going to bring in more mediocre teams. Yeah, I mean,
teams.
What we had was fine. I don't know why we needed to expand. It's just going to... it's going to be a lot of play in teams like Tuesday and Wednesday before the actual tournament starts, so that's going to take longer for you to get your bracket ready. And so you're going to have people probably do less brackets. And that's, I don't know. It's just to me, it was just a money grab. Like, they're like, hey, we're going to expand because it's going to give us more TV money because we have more games.
More teams. Here's your participation medal.
And I'm just like, I don't need all this. Like, 64 is fine. 68 is fine.
67.
No, not 67.
It can't be 67.
That doesn't make any sense.
68.
Teams.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that doesn't an odd
67,
number.
Yeah. Who's that?
One team gets a bye.
Yes. Idaho's David Rush claimed a Guinness World Record successfully balancing a skateboard on his chin for 1 hour and 1 minute, 36 seconds.
Okay. Sure.
All right. And a Mexican circus performer has set a Guinness World Record for lifting 166 pounds using her hair.
What a weird...
What?
Yeah, she braided her hair, secured it to these weights, and lifted them for 14 seconds. She trained months to prepare her scalp.
Hair is like, wow, incredibly strong.
Yeah, but...
Not that, I mean...
What a total waste of time.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
For both of those.
I was thinking
way
the,
to go, guys.
I was thinking the same thing. I know. Balancing a skateboard and tying your hair and lifting it up.
Got some time on your hands, I guess.
Yeah, boy. Wow.
That's most of the Guinness World Record stuff like that.
What's your day job like?
I mean, that guy had an hour and a half just to balance a skateboard on his chin. So. That's how I'm going to spend my Saturday.
You're going to do that during your lunch hour.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do that in an hour, right?
Well, you have to put in time before and after because he probably messed up. Couple times, so
a lot.
Add hours to it. Yeah,
warm weather, ticks are out. We heard that news story from Brian Sunger earlier. We're talking about ticks, you know.
Well, if you have dogs and you're out walking them, you already know that,
right? It's bug season. Here it is. You want some bug trivia?
Sure.
Things you want to know?
Trivia.
A cockroach can live for up to a week without its head.
Wow.
I know.
Cockroaches are awesome.
They'll live after everything else is gone.
Mm. They'll live forever.
Even with their heads off.
Exactly.
a meteor will strike Earth and they'll find a way to survive after.
Yeah. Well,
okay, check this out. Dragonflies have been on Earth 300 million years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
They are older than most dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dragonflies.
So we're...
Wow.
So that's we're, neat.
Aren't, isn't that cool? Aren't crocodiles, alligators the same way, too?
They're like been 50, on Earth forever. 50 million, aren't they?
Man. Ants are social insects, live in colonies that can number as many as 750,000. Wow, that's a big ant farm.
I think Grant has an ant farm for his son right now, doesn't he?
Does he?
An ant farm for a son?
For his son.
Oh. What?
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for the son, James.
For the son, yes.
Maybe, I don't know.
He does.
Ant farm, dangerous game. I wouldn't do that.
They are neat.
It tips over, you got a big problem on your hands.
You know, you spend some time looking at ants on an ant farm.
Mm-hmm.
Ants are cool.
And see what they're lifting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can lift like
crazy
80
weights.
Like 80 times their body weight or something ridiculous like that.
Check this out. In its entire lifetime, the average worker bee produces how much honey?
2 teaspoons.
Close.
Tablespoons.
1/12 of a teaspoon.
So not close.
That's not very... Well...
Not even remotely close, Julie.
I would have thought more than that.
One honey bee?
They don't live very long.
1/12 like teaspoon of honey.
Yeah, yeah, the worker bees are pretty
short-lived.
I'd rather be the worker bee than the queen, though. Jeez.
Why? Queen bee.
God, you just got lay it. There and well, have kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Hidden deep.
But you're the queen, though.
There and have kids.
Deep within the thing. You never see the light of day unless it gets too hot.
True. I do not see the light of day.
Probably anthropomorphizing a little.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right. Wow, Julie.
They know their roles.
Okay. Only full-grown male crickets can chirp. All right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've read this before, but it is amazing statistic. There are more insects in 1 square mile of rural land than there are human beings on the entire planet Earth.
Wow. I guess if you
believe that.
That's neat.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Wow.
Think about that when you go camping next time.
I know. Right. Look out. And it's just seeing a square mile of rural land.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you just don't see them. All of them, anyway. A single honeybee can visit up to 5,000 flowers in a single day.
And get a 12th of a teaspoon of honey.
12th of a teaspoon, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
As I mentioned, dragonflies. Butterflies taste their food using chemical sensors on their feet to determine if a leaf is a right place to lay the eggs.
That's amazing that they, what do they do? They fly to
they do fly.
Whatever,
you're right.
Whatever you're about to say.
You're right about that, Julie. They do fly.
Birds fly south. What is it called?
Migration.
Migration. Okay. It's weird that butterflies migrate.
Yeah.
Okay. Butterflies
are so delicate.
Imagine humans having taste buds on their legs like butterflies do. That'd be awful.
Okay.
You
I'm making
that?
A salad here.
Rub it on my shins.
A common housefly regurgitates its digestive juices on solid food to liquefy it before it eats.
Yeah, imagine we had to do that too, you know?
Yeah.
Great.
Throw up on your
I think
pan.
We got the,
Hey, everybody.
The better of the deal there.
Get this handful
Come on over
of food.
For a barbecue.
Yeah. All right. Julie James, have an awesome day in the neighborhood today. Going to be a beautiful, sunny 80-degree day today. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, 55 degrees, looking for 80.